joined now by Adam Lockwood after the fine 2-1 win against Maidstone United. Adam, confession first. We were in the press box saying that we thought that possibly Michael Rankin could have been replaced with Ollie Johnson the last sort of 10 minutes. And, well, he's gone and completely thrown that back down our throats, as have you, with a great winning goal, a fantastic strike to win the game.
Yeah, and I've said before, you know, Ranks, he's been... Earlier on, in, you know, when I first took over, he wasn't involved, and fair play to him. He's been absolutely outstanding this last, you know, since he's got back in the team, and his presence around the guys very positive, and that's where I wanted him to get to, and he's certainly there. And I always say, you keep doing things the right way, do things, and it might take you months, or it might take you, but you know, he's come up trumps for us. So yeah, not only that, you know, he's put every time the long throw went in or the corners went in, he had to traipse back and you know, go toe to toe with their centre halves and do a job defensively. And I think, to be fair to him, I think every time that ball went in the box, he headed it clear. So, yeah, that's great.
And after the performances against Lincoln, where we've done so well, we perhaps looked at this as a game where, you know, this was a 3 points we should be getting. But they proved themselves to be a very strong side. We had to really scrap and battle, didn't we? And particularly in that last 5 minutes when they threw everything to get back on terms.
Definitely, yeah. They came and they came obviously with a game plan, and they did well against us, to be fair. Made us think, and to be honest, made us look average. I'm not a really happy chappy, to be fair. We've won the game, but it's well below our standards and our, you know, how we are as a group. Everybody knows in there, they're actually a bit disappointed. But on the flip side, it were a massive 3 points for us today. Big game for both clubs. Obviously, nothing's won or lost, but for us, as we are, we've got targets, and we've set off on a journey, and it's a long, long way to go. But you know, any points help us. But one thing for sure, we were well below par today. On another note, there were some fantastic individual performances, outstanding. But you don't win anything, or you don't achieve anything as individuals. You know, it helps. The more individual performances you get that are good, it helps. But as a team, as units, we were very, very poor today. But like I said, people who've been to the game know the guys that have been outstanding today, and I won't go through mentioning names. People know in that changing room if they've played well or not. People know, but on the other hand, everybody in that changing room's contributed. Yeah,
and it's funny you should say that, because one of my next questions really was around Marcus Williams, who had what we thought was an excellent game today. A couple of really important challenges defensively. He had a hard start here at Guy's, and has come on enormously in recent weeks.
Yeah, again, he's been absolutely outstanding. Fantastic attitude, fantastic presence. You know, he's got a lot of experience, been there, seen it, done it at different levels, and he's stepped up to the mark. And you know, that's where, you know, me and Marcus, you can ask Marcus, you know, he were out of the team for a long time, but one thing's for sure, he's come back into it with a bang. His attitude is outstanding, does the right things the right times, that's on and off the pitch, and that's what we're about. There's a group in there, and to be fair, they're all disappointed with each other, and there are some harsh words in there. You know, I personally think that's a good thing. When things need to be said, they get said. But as long as they're said in the right way and things are done in the right way, that's where we want to be as a group. And we've set standards, and we're trying to constantly improve them. I think from within they'll drive it. They'll drive from within, and we've got to a point where people are stepping up to the mark. So that pleases me.
And I know it's a week away from the league. It's a chance to progress in the FA Trophy next week. Is that help a hindrance to us having the cup competition? I presume we want to go as far as we can in the trophy this season.
Definitely. I've been there as a player, experienced it. It's great. Losing side and winning side. And, you know, it's great. It's great for clubs, you know, like us. It's our FA Cup, really, in a way. Obviously, financially, it's not the same, but if you get to the final, it's the FA Cup, and no disrespect to us, but, you know, we're not going to be competing for the FA Cup final. So this is, you know, the cup's a chance for us to progress and stay doing the right things. And for me, it's another game, another tough game away from home. So it was, you know, in the last round, Charlie, for me, was probably one of the biggest tests of our season. And I don't think people maybe realise that because of how, what they've done this year and what they're still doing. So, we'll be going there, and it'll be a tough test for us, but we'll go there. Obviously, on the back of this, we've got a lot to improve this week and try and make us better. So we'll see how we do.
Thanks, Adam.